The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
The shift underway from petrol and diesel cars to EVs. The question on everyone's lips remains, how much could you actually save by opting for an electric car? And joining me now to discuss all of this is Ger Herbert, Sunday Independent Motoring Editor. Good evening to you, Ger. I mean, there's been lots of talk today about this etiquette at chargers, stopping at 80%, what it actually costs. I think a lot of people, particularly people like myself, who have not made the jump yet, although is considering it, like, what do I need to know? And I'm slightly in the dark. I mean, sort of charging at home is clearly cheaper than charging at the pump. But how much is the cost of all of this?
Yeah, charging at home is where the real saving is going to be made. So if you're looking at it on a purely financial basis, and I did a piece on this a while ago with the Kona Electric, a Hyundai Kona Electric and a Hyundai Kona Petrol, because they're the very same car offered in both, you know, as a petrol or an electric. And actually, it's more expensive to run an electric car if you're charging on the public charging network than it is to run a petrol car. So the saving is if you've home charging. But once you get into public charging, it's very expensive. It's up there with the cost of running a petrol and diesel car. And then when you add in the extra cost, that depreciation is still higher on an electric car. And when you look at insurance, can be slightly higher on an electric car as well. So when you add up all of those costs, The best option is if you've home charging, then it makes sense. But if you're on the public charging network,
all right. So if you are somebody who has to watch what they're spending and lives in an apartment or lives in a terraced house or somewhere where they don't have access to home charging, is now not exactly the time because of the current scenario, or is now never going to be the time?
Well, the problem is we don't have a solution for people in apartments or in terraced houses to avail of those very cheap charging rates at home. Now, there are various different measures, and Dara O'Brien, the Minister for Transport, has promised that this is going to be sorted by the end of the year. And it's not generally a big issue. I mean, it's a lot of, in terms of terraced houses, it's a planning issue more than anything, but it does need to be addressed. And Ciara, to be honest, the 10 million that was spent on the scrappage scheme would have been far better spent trying to sort out apartments dwellers and terraced houses, because there's a whole heap of people there who don't have access to a driveway, who from a financial point of view, as I said, are not going to consider an EV because it's just not economical for them.
I presume, though, for those who do have access to a home charger or could put one in, it is cheaper now to run an EV than it would be to run a petrol or a diesel car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could be to say, like, it could be four times cheaper depending on what sort of a system you have at home. If you have solar panels, like, you're really charging for very little. And there's windows with those smart meters between, say, 2 a.m. and 5 or something, where it's really low. And you could be just topping up every night doing that. So you are running an EV very, very efficiently and very, very cheaply. As I said, if you go to the public charging, you're basically paying the same prices as petrol and diesel per 100 kilometres. So there's very little saving in that sense.
Okay. I don't know if everyone would have heard Claire Byrne earlier on, but they were talking about the charging to 80% and not charging beyond 80%. At a public charger because it takes so much longer. Explain to us a little bit about how the battery works, Ger, in terms of charging.
Yes, so basically the way it works is it's about the same time to go from, say, 20% to 80% as it is from 80 to 100%. So the minute your car gets to 80%, it starts to slow down. And that's basically like kind of a safety mechanism that's built into the battery management system. So what it's saying is it's basically kind of deterring you from going to charge to 100% all the time, because what it's saying is, look, you've got enough charge now, off you go, preserve the life of the battery, because batteries don't like that excess heat and that excess work. And they just like that comfortable range of 20 to 80%. So basically it takes much, much longer to go from 80 to 100. So you're going to be sitting there for a really long time. But I have to say, I thought around that whole discussion about the charging etiquette, the idea that if you do stay longer than 80%, that it's like, you know, sitting, if you're parking your car in a disabled bay, was a bit much now, to be fair. People charge to 100% for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah, range, for example, if they have to go on a long journey or whatever. But you can see the difficulty for those sitting in the queue behind, I presume.
Yeah, but I think there's a number of issues there. Like, that's due to an insufficient capacity and a slow rollout and all of those, you know. And I think when you do have a situation where people are going on a long journey, or maybe they don't have like charging at home, and therefore they've got themselves a spot and they're going to stay there and they're going to get the car to 100%. You know, I mean, I personally, I don't have an issue with it. I think the problem is we just don't have enough chargers. The other thing as well
is... Don't blame the end users, provide more infrastructure. Is that what you're saying, basically? Yeah, fair.
And I think the other thing is Ciara, as range gets better, there's actually more of an incentive to go to 100%. Like if I'm going to Cork in the morning and I have a car that has 500 kilometres range, if I take it to my fast charger and I charge it up to 80, I've got 400. If I sit it out and I get to 100, I have 500. That 100 kilometres can make the difference between me going to Cork and getting home without having to stop.
And maybe lastly, Ger, obviously you've been very clear on it. It costs more than a car if you have to use the public chargers, but so much less if you have a home charger. How much does a wall box, the charging system at your house that you plug it into, how much does all of that cost and how far of a way does the grant go?
Yeah, you see, the grant was reduced and it's gone down now to 300. Mind you, the one thing that people I don't think realise is you can actually get that grant whether you have an EV, whether you own an EV or not. So if you fancy just adding some value to your house, you could actually do that. Therefore, the home charger is probably going to cost you about €1,000 after the grant, right? Now, that's if you have a very straightforward driveway that doesn't require any additional costs or any additional work. If you have an older house, a more complex driveway and more, it's harder to get access to the electrics, it might be more difficult. But basically, with the grant, you're probably going to be looking at adding €900 to €1,000 towards it.
Look, thank you very much for highlighting and illuminating all of that for us. That is Ger Herbert, their Sunday Independent Motoring Editor.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.